ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
More than 2 years after it was first announced, the UK government's plan to send asylum seekers to Rwanda has passed through Parliament after a marathon late-night session. The new legislation could mean the first flights to deport migrants could take off within days. The bill's passage comes as five people, including a child, died as they tried crossing the English Channel from Germany. Lord David Anderson is a British barrister and life peer, and he joins us now. Welcome.
Hello.
How many migrants or asylum seekers in the UK are expected to be sent to Rwanda?
Well, there are something like 50,000 already in the UK who have been told that their claims for asylum will not be assessed here, but can only be assessed abroad. Problem is, the only safe country which they can be sent to at the moment is Rwanda. And no one thinks Rwanda is going to have capacity for more than about 2,000 a year. So there is definitely a mismatch between the numbers it might be feasible to send to Rwanda and the number of people who are still crossing the channel in small boats. About 100 a day at the moment are arriving by small boats on our beaches.
Can you remind us why the British government chose Rwanda as the destination for migrants?
Well, it's a country with a long tradition of accepting asylum seekers, and it has done deals before. It did a deal with Israel, which actually didn't work very well because it turned out some of the people sent there by Israel were being lost track of and crossing the border into dangerous places or even being sent back to where they came from. So that wasn't too good. But the UN even has sent some people to Rwanda for short periods. And some other European countries have been interested in doing something a bit similar, for example, Denmark. So it seemed to the government like a good place to start, although it's a small country and the capacity is obviously very limited.
The new legislation writes into law that Rwanda is a safe country for asylum seekers, defying a court's judgment that it's not. So how does that work?
Yeah, well, this is the second attempt. And the first attempt to introduce this was challenged in court. And our Supreme Court held in the end in November of last year. Actually, Rwanda isn't a safe country. People are routinely subject to refoulement, as it's called. They're returned to their country of origin. The asylum processes are not very good. Attitudes to migrants are not what they should be. So the government reacted, first of all, by signing a treaty with Rwanda to try and improve things, but then deciding we really don't want to let the courts loose on this question again. So let's just get Parliament to declare that Rwanda is safe and always will be safe. So that's what they did. We were asked to pass a bill into law, which we actually did last night. Some of us didn't like it very much, but we did it, which declares Rwanda to be safe and gives nobody any opportunity to change that opinion. It even prohibits ministers, immigration officials, courts from taking into account any contrary evidence. So it's an example, I'm afraid, of saying that something is true without necessarily making it true.
Mm. So will the legislation achieve what it says it wants to do to stop the boats?
Well, now it's there, you'd like to hope that it will have some effect. People have been looking very much to Australia, what is perceived here as a success that you have had in stopping boats, rather a different situation. And indeed, Alexander Downer, who I think is a former foreign minister, is very much part of this enterprise in the UK. He's part of the committee that is monitoring the safety of Rwanda. But the trouble is, it all depends on people being deterred. And for a start, a lot of these people who cross the channel are being trafficked effectively. Their families have paid money to people smugglers or people traffickers to bring them over the channel. And a lot of them are desperate. They're desperate to join families. And you have to wonder whether this prospect is going to put them off. I mean, only this morning, we had a terrible accident or incident in the channel where there was a large rubber dinghy filled with over 100 asylum seekers. It went aground on a sandbank. Some of them were thrown out. Some were, it seems, trampled to death. Some were drowned. So five people died in the end. But the 57 people continued their journey from the French coast onto the UK. And you have to think, well, if these people are not deterred by an accident at sea where five people are killed in front of their very eyes, are they really going to be deterred by the prospect of maybe being one of those who is sent to Rwanda, which, you know, whether it's actually completely safe or not, is a relatively civilized place compared with the countries where a lot of these people came from.
This has obviously been very much, in, you know, entrenched in politics as well, not just policy. There's a fierce political debate in your country on this issue. There's been a lot of talk about Rishi Sunak not being able to deliver this promise. Does this deal with that problem for him?
You're right. It is absolutely a political issue because the Labour Party, the main opposition, is dead against it. They say they will repeal this bill if they get into office. They say the way to deal with the problem is to negotiate with our European neighbours, which is, you know, we went through Brexit, which is all about independence and doing our own thing. So there's a real dividing line here between the two parties. What Rishi Sunak, I think, has to believe is that if he can get a plane in the air, and he's saying at the moment it's going to be 10 or 12 weeks, but if he can get a plane in the air June or July, and if he can keep those flights going, then voters are going to see that he is doing something to address the problem. And if he's really lucky, then those flights might even deter people from crossing the channel and the numbers might go down. A lot of commentators are quite doubtful whether either of those things will happen. But that, I think, is the strategy prior to the election that we'll be seeing later this year.
Many thanks for joining us.
Not at all. My pleasure.
Lord David Anderson is a British barrister and life peer, and you're listening to RN Breakfast.
Getting in touch with ABC RN is easy. Join the conversation live using the ABC Listen app's call and text features.